Good morning to you, Lord.
Good morning.
Well, it's hardly imaginable that the big event has happened. I am referring, of course, to the consecration of our new bishop, who is now the Right Reverend Mark Stevenson. Well, the tablet just ate my sermon. It's here somewhere. Hang on a second.
Tell it to behave.
I'm trying. I saved it. It's a good thing, but I don't know how to find it. Well, so much for the tablet being a good idea. You know? What can I say? I know how to find it. Here we go. There it is, right there. Okay. Hopefully this is the right version. Anyway, if it's not the right version, I'll just go along with the Holy Spirit, if that's okay with you. So, like I said, the consecration of the Right Reverend Mark Stevenson, and the event was held at St. Paul's Baptist Church in Richmond. This decision was made by the Transition Committee for two reasons. The first was that no Episcopal church in the Diocese of Virginia was big enough to handle the anticipated crowd. And there was strong sentiment not to travel to the National Cathedral, partially because it was not physically in the diocese, and secondly, the financial cost was pretty extreme. The second reason was that not only was the rent at St. Paul's reasonable, but they had in-house catering and chairs and all the things that we need, plenty of room for vesting, and it just seemed to be a good logistical decision. And there were some people who asked, why in the world are you having it at a Baptist church? Well, it turned out that a third reason for having it there grew out of that question. And that was the reason that by celebrating this amazing event of our church in a traditionally African-American Baptist church, we sent out a message that we were reaching across lines of division and lines of society that happen in our church. As a transition team, we considered financial costs and all the things were planned for this year-long event of planning, of finding and consecrating a new bishop. Nevertheless, it was not inexpensive. So on Saturday, as I was climbing the steps up this side ramp in this huge sanctuary to go find something or someone, who knows what, I stopped dead in my tracks because right there was a break. You know, sometimes in theaters there's a break where when you go higher. Well, there was a break, and right there on the front row of the break was this man, and he was sound asleep. And it was still about 30 minutes before the service was supposed to begin, and there was no doubt in my mind that considering how he was dressed and how his backpack looked, that he was a homeless person, thankful for a warm, safe place to take a nap. And as I looked at him, there on the ground next to his backpack was the order of worship. This brand new, shiny, clean, golden front booklet laying against the backpack of a man who clearly was marginalized by our society. I was pleased that someone had just offered him the bulletin and invited him to be seated. And I hoped that no one later noticed him and asked him to please leave. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he did know that there was a service there and he came to attend that service. But no matter what, in the midst of all this opulence, there sat a man who was clearly one that Jesus would have paid attention to. Now, we were paying great attention to the fanfare of our new bishop. But here was this man, clearly marginalized, looking back in regret, I think, why didn't I go back and check on him? Why didn't I see if he was okay? But I was too busy. here in the middle of it all was a man that Jesus surely would have considered a marginalized man, an opulence on the margin. Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, offered an address and sermon that reminded us that what is at the center of our faith is love. Love of one another, love of God, and God's love for us is the essence of our faith. The day before, the clergy were invited to gather and to be greeted by Bishop Curry, and his message was essentially the same. It wasn't the same scripture or the same words, but it was the concept of love and how important love is to the very essence of who we are and our relationship with God, and how we need to claim God for us and for the world. And more in one time in that address, he talked to us about reclaiming Jesus. And that to reclaim Jesus is the key to bringing people to Jesus. Those two words resonated with me, and I've kind of adopted them as my personal touchstone of faith going forward. And I hope that some of you, or all of you, will join me on that journey. And as we reclaim Jesus, when somebody asks us, well, what about your church? What about Jesus? We don't pull out a Bible and say, well, you see here, if you're baptized and if... No. We invite them to come and experience the love that Jesus has for us, the love that God has for us. Now, this morning is one of my favorite readings to preach. I absolutely love to read the words, "You brood of vipers." I just do. It's such a vivid image to me. And I can imagine this big pit of writhing snakes as John addresses these important people as vipers. John calls them, as he calls us, to come to a place of repentance, to prepare ourselves, to live into the miracle that is Jesus. In the season of Advent, we not only prepare ourselves for the birth event, the coming of God made flesh, but we also take time for self-examination and preparation for the birth event in the light of the cross. We make ourselves ready to celebrate the coming of Jesus, knowing the whole story. Advent is important. During this Advent time, I invite you to join me in reclaiming Jesus. Not just in love manifest in the stable, but love manifest on the cross. Let us heed the call of John the Baptist to consider what we have done and what we have left undone. If we consider the birth of Jesus in the miracle of the cross, then we can celebrate Christmas not just one day, but every day. The love of God can be birthed in us and overflow from us into the world, a world that desperately needs to know that they are loved. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. These words of hope and anticipation are the essence of what we are doing now in the Advent time, waiting, asking Jesus to come. To come in our hearts, to come in the world. Rejoice, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. And yes, Christmas is coming, and we will indeed rejoice the coming of God among us. But before we celebrate that, we must first live into the longing for the anticipation that Advent offers us and prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus by first kneeling at the foot of the cross and laying down those things and emptying our hearts to make way for the love of the manger. Reclaim Jesus, who came for us. Amen. I invite you to stand and join me in the words of the Nicene Creed.